T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Also up and running, the subways and the buses. And we are joined live on 1010 Winds by MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy to talk about all of this. Thank you for being with us.
Morning, Susan.
So firstly, we're at the point where, like we were just saying, only essential workers are allowed to go to work. So let's talk about mass transit running. Any plans to change that or reduce or change service?
Well, this morning we're running a normal weekday service, subways, buses, Metro North and Long Island Railroad. We're assessing, obviously, ridership and actions that may be taken. As if and when we make a change, Susan, we'll tell our customers, we'll tell the public, and, of course, the media.
So is that something you're anticipating?
Look, we're constantly planning and evaluating the level of service. We're performing an extraordinarily important service right now, which is taking first responders, doctors, nurses, utility workers, firefighters, police officers, transit workers, people working in grocery stores and pharmacies and lots of other the people who move and care and treat for New York, including transit workers. That's an awesome responsibility. We take it seriously. We're looking at the level of service, and we'll continue to do that. As I said, as if and when we have a change, we'll report it to our customers, the public, and the media.
So with ridership down, are you still doing this same stepped-up level of disinfecting?
We have, yes. The short answer is yes. We've increased substantially the frequency and intensity of disinfecting. That's the case with respect to subway cars, Long Island Railroad and Metro North cars, stations, buses, paratransit vehicles, et cetera. That intensive effort, which on an annual basis will cost the MTA about $300 million, has been maintained. We will maintain that as long as the situation continues.
So MTA workers are considered essential workers. What precautions are being taken within the workforce to prevent folks from getting sick on the job?
So, one, we are disinfecting workplace stations. Two, we announced an initiative that's gone into effect this morning on our local bus fleet, which is about 4,200 the buses of the 5,600 buses in the fleet. We've implemented rear door boarding, which will minimize contact between passengers and bus operators and therefore minimize the risk to bus operators. Passengers will be asked to enter through the rear. The area around the bus driver will be cordoned off, and we think that will significantly address the risk to bus operators. That was an agreement that was negotiated with the leadership of the TWU and the ATU, the two unions that represent our bus drivers. We're also working with the unions and with Governor Cuomo's office and Dr. Zucker, the State Department of Health, to take additional steps to protect transit workers who are indeed first responders and critical parts of the process as we go forward in the days and weeks and months ahead of the pandemic.
Do you have any numbers on how many MTA workers are sick or are in self-quarantine?
30 MTA workers have tested positive. They are being treated by physicians or are under home quarantine, depending on the advice of medical doctors.
So everybody's talking about how this is affecting everybody economically, of course, the MTA as well. I know that you're looking for a multi-billion dollar bailout. Tell us a little bit about that. Any movement on that?
We've been working with the congressional delegation. We think the federal government, given the circumstances that, look, the MTA is the circulatory system of the New York City and regional economy. That economy can't prosper, and those jobs that have been destroyed will be delayed if the MTA system doesn't work as it should. We think that we've made a $4 billion ask on an urgent basis because of the precipitous decline in ridership and the resulting precipitous decline in fare box revenue, and we believe that the federal government has a fundamental moral and legal responsibility to respond to the request. The $4 billion will make the MTA whole and allow us to continue to operate service at a critical time and continuing in the period after the pandemic ends. It's really a matter of fundamental fairness, and it's an urgent matter. Time is of the essence in terms of addressing the $4 billion request that we've seen. In terms of the local congressional delegation, there is bipartisan support for it, as there was after 9/11 and as there was after Superstorm Sandy, and we need the federal government in Washington to step up and do the right thing.
All right, MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Susan.
Stay well.